Those makers of Kix invite you to beat the band. If you can. General Mills, makers of Kix, that delicious new ready-to-eat breakfast cereal that comes in delicious round golden bubbles, brings you another session of that new novel radio game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Perry Como, Marvel Maxwell, Elmo Tanner, Pete Beelman, Arm Down, Country Washburn, and Red Ingle, who join with Jerry Moore to bring you this opportunity to beat the band. Well, today we're broadcasting from Indianapolis, Indiana. And now music by Weems and the Boys. A tip-off, a tuneful tidbit timed in Ted's typically tantalizing tempo titled The Lady with Red Hair. Today, ladies and gentlemen, from Indianapolis, home of the world's most exciting auto race, we bring you the world's dullest member of the human race, Gary Moore.
Thank you very, very much. I don't know what I'm thanking you for, but anyhow, I'm frank to confess right now that I haven't got a comeback for that. I'm sorry. I have a funny joke that I was supposed to use written down here, but I didn't get a chance to read it before the program. Will you excuse me while I read it over now to see if it's worth it? Well, that's no good. Enough. Isn't worth it. Friends, let's get around to the quiz session. On the questions we'll use today, the persons who wrote them will net exactly $10 each. The makers of Kix will pay a guaranteed minimum of $20 and a full case of Kix to each of those who beat the band. But now that sum might be much greater. Remember that $100 bonus we divide among the band beaters. They might receive as much as $25, $50, or even $100. Now, say beat the band might make money for you, so why not send us a question? It's fun thinking up these dashy, dizzy quizzes. Just send it to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Well, now into the unrehearsed portion of the program with the boys in the band on the receiving end of some very high-powered pitching. Our first question... You give up? Thought I'd make it easy for you. All right, I'll go through with it. Poetry from New York City and penned by Albert A. Rayfield, Jr. comes up, and the answer is found in a currently very popular song. Once there was a man by the name of Jim who took up skating just for a whim. Sad to say, he was doing only so-so, and slipping once more, said he, whoops, hmm. This hmm represents the song title, and all right, winner was the first.
There
one.
I go.
Whoops, there I go. That's what he said, too. Can you play that on your trumpet, please? Eva Tranter of our Animal Imitations Department in Fort Thomas, Kentucky, sends this quiz, which is answered by a good old-fashioned dance tune. What kind of a noise is made by the little animal whose pure white fur and black-tipped tail goes to make up Milady's evening wrap? What kind of a noise is made by that little animal? No, you're wrong again. Let me see. Here is Red Engel with his hand up in the air. All right, Red.
This is the right one. It ain't cheap, cheap.
No, it ain't cheap, cheap. I've got him.
Pop goes the weasel.
Pop goes the weasel. How do you figure it?
Well, Ehrman is a weasel.
What?
Ehrman is a weasel.
Ehrman
with a winter coat on.
Ehrman is a species of the weasel family. That's right. And don't look at me when you talk about those things. Can you play Pop Goes the Weasel? Please, Red. Uh-oh, on the fiddle. This is going to be fine. All right, get it. Thank you very much. And oh, dear. Yes. Mrs. Clarice Wright of Denver, Colorado, warns you that the answer will be found in the four-word title of a brand new tune with a terrific play on the third word. What did the paring knife ask the potato? What did the paring knife ask the potato? 14 more disillusioned pussies I have never seen on one stand in my life. I'll ask it again. Maybe something will sink in. What did the paring knife ask the potato? Sorry, gentlemen, time is up. And the answer is, what? Somebody thinks maybe they've got it. Who is it? All right, Johnny, you want to take a chance?
I was going to say, what did the paring knife ask the potato?
Oh, thank you very much. That makes it very much easier for me. Well, the paring knife said to the potato, shall I come pare you? Isn't that terrible? And so to Mrs. Clarice Wright of Denver, Colorado, goes the honor of being the first person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, and a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be a whole lot more if we remember that $100 bonus. Well, boys, being that you're all musicians, I might say that you're the, like, stockholders of a corporation. You all have something in common. Ted, can you get... Should have seen that one before I got to it. Ted, can you get them together under this common bond to carry a bad pun further?
Well, we can declare a musical dividend, if that'll help. How about the bad humor man?
Fine, with a little coupon clipping in the shape of three dopes and a dame doing the vocal. Now?
The enemy of girls and boys. What a guy, what a guy, what a guy.
Hear him yell, hear him bell. Drop your philosophies and drop your toys and run pell-mell.
Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling.
It's the bad humor man.
Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling.
With a frown on his face.
Oh, I don't like anything, no siree. Well, I hate people and they hate me.
So he sings ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling.
As he goes on his way, with his wagon rumbling, he keeps stumbling. Gee, it's a lousy day.
I'm up every morning at the break of day. What a life, what a life, what a life. Cold cup of coffee on the breakfast tray. What a wife, what a wife, what a wife.
All day long, everything goes wrong.
So as I wander on my weary way, I sing this silly song. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. I'm the bad humor man. Ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling. Got a frown on my pants.
He's a gloomy gus and a grouch on wheels. He's one of America's foremost heels.
So I sing ting-a-ling, ting-a-ling as I go on my way. With my wagon rumbling, I keep grumbling. Gee, it's an awful day.
Why, you bad humor man, this is no time to be grouchy. Santa Claus will forget you, sure.
Santa Claus, go ahead.
Oh, you bad humor man.
You listen to me, you bad humor man. Hear the bell jingling, jingling. Christmas, it's almost here. A ying-a-ling, ying-a-ling, ying-a-ling. When they come, they bring good cheer. Oh, you shouldn't be such a grossy guy. You can be joyful if you try.
I can?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's different. As I go on my way,
with sleigh bells ringing, we keep singing.
Jesus, it's a cheerful day.
See, it's a lovely day.
According to the calendar, tomorrow will be Monday. Now, for those of you who feel that Monday is a jinx, I've got a tip. Just keep a grip on yourself until you get to the breakfast table. Look neither to the right nor to the left until you've poured out a heaping dish of kicks for yourself. Add milk or cream, sprinkle on a little sugar, take two or three crisp, delicious spoonfuls, and from then on, you're absolutely safe. No fooling. If you wake up with a grouch so big that a dish of kicks can't break it up, then you'd better just wrap yourself up in cotton and stay in bed till Tuesday. You see, Kix has three chances to dispel your gloom. First, its appetizing, attractive form of round, golden corn bubbles. Second, its deliciously appealing natural corn flavor. Third, the amazing way it stays crisp in milk or cream. One or other of these features, or a combination of all three, is practically certain to get you off to a flying start even on Monday. Kix is spelled K-I-X. Monday is spelled M-O-N-D-A-Y.
Thanks very much. Fort, do you mind reading that last sentence to me again, please? Just once, please.
Yes. Kix is spelled K-I-X. Monday is spelled M-O-N-D-A-Y.
The educational value of a radio program nowadays is marvelous.
It is.
All the time, I thought it was spelled with a Q. Let's get on with our questions here. So far, three have been asked, and only one has managed to beat the band, not too good and not too bad. More poetry, and it's a bit personal, if I may say, written this time by Beryl Davis of Martins Ferry, Ohio. She says, "Now, Gary Moore is rather smart, and his remarks are often tart. But if he really meant all he said, most all the boys that belong to Ted would in one body make a rise and give Gary Moore two big..." Pete Bielman was the first one to stand up.
Just what you need, black eyes.
Thank you. Black eyes. That's the correct answer. Can you play it, I doubt, on your trombone?
I can play it.
You can play it. All right, let's hear it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is Mr. Pete Bielman, the man who had me thrown in jail in Akron, Ohio last week.
I got you out.
What happened, Franz, was right after the program, we were on the stage telling the people of Akron how nice we thought their city were. Three policemen came out of the audience and took me to the clink for a crime that I would not dare mention, let alone commit.
How did I know you have a shady past in Akron? I didn't know anything about
that. That's all right, Pete. No hard feelings. What are you doing about night?
I got you out of that place.
All right. What are you doing about 9 o'clock tonight?
I'll be working.
Well? Yeah. Well, tell me a time it's convenient for you to have your teeth kicked in and we'll get together, will you? Let's get on with the questions here. Mrs. F.E. Willis of Hagerstown, Maryland writes this note. The answer is in another new tune with a three-word title. It's extra tough because there is a play on the last word and you must insert a comma after the second word. The two children were up too late to ride to school in the car with Dad. As he left, they asked, "Hey, Dad, how will we get to school?" And Dad grinned as he told them to use their pedal extremities, and he bid them farewell with a song title. What was it? And there's a comma just before the last word, in which there's also a pretty sizable pun. Elmo Tanner's either having a small headache or an idea. I can't tell which from the expression on his face. Elmo, you want to take a chance on it?
I don't think it'll work. No.
All right, well, nobody else. Just take a try. What is it?
No.
All right, well, here's the correct answer is you walk. Bye. How do you get to school? You walk. Bye. And to Mrs. F.B. Willis of Hagerstown, Maryland, goes the rather dubious honor of being the second person to beat the band, receive a full case of kicks, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which may turn out to be more. Keep that $100 bonus in mind. A letter now from V.E. Harris of Pomona, California. A Tchaikovsky classic is the answer to the question. What song might a man sing whose wife won't let him get a word in edgewise? What song might a man... Here is Marvel Maxwell putting her hand up in the air just a little bit ahead of Country Watchman.
I think that would be Song Without Words.
Song Without Words, sure, also known as Chanson Parole. It says here. Come on. Well, fine. Well, how about it, can you sing Chanson Parole, ma'am?
I'll sing Song Without Words.
All right, you sing it that way.
Da 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 da.
Thank you very much. Marvel was the logical person to answer that question. Every week she puts her hand up and you say, what's the answer to the question? She says, I know, I know. You call her in a saint. She goes, you were a first class photo, dee dee, die, do, do. That's all she ever gets. She's a dootin' dootin'est girl, but very cute, Marvel. Now, Eileen Rigger of Akron, Ohio, right? A man rushed up to the defeated candidate who had received the smallest possible number of votes and told him that he had voted for him in the election. The candidate acknowledged the information and indicated the number of votes he received with the title of a current hit tune. What did he say? And here's Ralph Blank over on the piano. Thinks perhaps he has the right answer. All right, Ralph, what is it?
So you're the one?
So you're the one. That's right, sure. Can you play that on the piano, Pop? If you will. Well, boys, that's fine, thank you. And so far, I guess, only one person beat the band in that section. That's bound to be a change for the better. As the fur farmer said, when the rain leaks into the rabbit cage, it doesn't matter, there'll be a seal soon anyway. Ted, let's get on to music, shall we?
Well, if suggestions are in order, I'd like to offer one. How about the Nightingale Sing in Berkeley Square?
With Perry Como doing the lyrics, that'll be peachy.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic and drought in the air. There were angels dining at the ring. Nightingales sang in Berkeley Square. I may be right, I may be wrong, but I'm perfectly willing to swear. That's when you turned and smiled at me, the nightingales sang in Berkeley Square. The moon that lingered over London town, poor puzzled moon, he wore a crown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. Streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. That lingered over London town. Poor puzzled moon, he wore a frown. How could he know we two were so in love? The whole darn world seemed upside down. The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
Ever since America began to go in a big way for ready-to-eat breakfast foods, there has always been one primary requirement, namely taste. So, of course, in making the new corn cereal Kix, One of the first things we aimed for was a flavor that folks would like. Apparently, our aim was good, for many people say that Kix is America's number one corn cereal in taste. We're proud of that, naturally. Yet we're prouder still of another recognition that has come to Kix, and that is the seal of acceptance of the Council on Foods of the American Medical Association. Kix, you know, is the only corn cereal that provides all the most essential known vitamins and minerals of whole corn in full grain strength. The actual amounts that Mother Nature intended you to get from corn. Kix and Kix alone provide full grain strength of vitamins B and G and the minerals calcium, phosphorus, and iron. Kix is a preferred corn cereal. Next time you choose breakfast food, remember how the flavor of Kix has won America. And look for that seal of acceptance of the Council on Food. Kix is spelled K-I-X.
Another tune made famous by Ted Weems is the lilting ballad, Heartache. That is, it was a lilting ballad until the wondrous Weems turned it over to his 13 Cuban heels. Elmo Tanner whistles. Gentlemen, that, ladies and gentlemen, was Heartache. It was played a little faster than the tempo you're used to. The boy's in a hurry because right after the program, it's like 8 minutes after, they have to be on the stage at the Lyric Theater. Not even going to have time to take a taxi cab. They're going to take the whole band up on the roof and shoot them out of a cannon. But we ask everybody in the audience to remain seated to give them a break, will you, if they can. Now, W.G. Burrell of West Mansfield, Massachusetts, pens this twister, which is answered by a bit of common sense and an old practice tune. What comes between the hungry Chinese laundryman and his dinner? And here is Country Washburn. Put his hand up, so did Red Ingle. All right, Country?
Chopsticks.
Why, sure. Chopsticks, uh-huh. Chopsticks. Can you play that on the bass fiddle, sir, please? It should be fine. Thank you very much. That's great. You sound like you need a good dose of bicarbonate. You in the bass fiddle in there. Mrs. Burdett, a bear, I hope it is, of Minneapolis, Minnesota, offers this query. Use a little logic and think of some current tunes. Little Danny saw a grandfather's clock for the first time. He watched the pendulum swaying, and he finally decided to hang on it and have a swing for himself. What happened? And it's a brand new tune, as new as a tune can possibly be. He watched the pendulum swaying, and he finally decided to hang on it and have a swing for himself. So, what happened? Sorry, time's up, and the answer is time stood still. Very good, time stood still. A very popular tune.
Never
heard it? Number 3,672 on the hit parade this week. And so, to Miss Burdetta Bear of Minneapolis, Minnesota, goes a full case of Kix, a guaranteed minimum of $20, which will certainly turn out to be much more, keeping that $100 bonus in mind. Now, Miss Ruth McKelvey of Bolivar, Pennsylvania, offers a question that is answered by a well-known waltz tune by Lehar. Here it goes. Mrs. Brown was a jolly widow who tried very hard to be in style. Her clothes were of the highest fashion, but her dancing was off by a mile. She couldn't do the shag or rumba. Her knowledge of trucking was false. She'd had 6 lessons, but still can't conga. But you should see this Everybody yell it. Five of you got it.
You should see this Merry Widow Waltz. Play it, somebody, will you?
I'm sorry. Time. Time, Gary. Time. Do I have to quit?
Oh, yes, you certainly do. I have the score to write down. Now, haunt it till you stop.
Oh, a ghost rider, huh? Okay, Ted, music, if you please. Will
right, Gary. The name of the tune is Two of a Kind.
Oh, that's swell.
Now, here comes that number, man. It says here that we used exactly 10 questions on Beat the Band today, which pay a net return to the senders of $10 each, or a total of $100. The band beaters add up to 3 smart people, and dividing the $100 bonus among them, we find that they each receive $43.34. That gives us a grand total of $200 paid by the makers of Kix for questions today. Congratulations, you band beaters.
Yes, sir, and thanks, folks. Thanks much for dropping in to play with us today. And come on back next week, too, and we'll send you greetings from home, that is Chicago. Remember, there's a standing invitation to all of you to visit us every Sunday and also to send in a question. Just send that question to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, why not send in a question? You might be a band beater. You might earn $10, $25, $50, or even $100. That's worthwhile trying for, isn't it? Send your questions to Kix, K-I-X, Kix, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Any resident of the United States is eligible to send in a question. Beat the Band is a game, folks, and we want everyone to participate and have fun. There may be many similar questions with identical answers, and of course, payment will be made only to that person whose question is actually used. All questions become the property of General Mills. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Gary Moore, Ted Weems of the Band, and General Mills, inviting you to join us next week. And say, for a real breakfast thrill, a delicious stick-to-your-ribs morning meal, try Kix. Boy, those crisp golden bubbles are really something. And remember, try to beat the band, too.
Clock's wrong. It only struck 4 times.
Thank you, madam. But you see, those 4 bombs you heard do not stand for 4 o'clock.
No?
No. They stand for the 4 big reasons why you and your family ought to be having Kix each morning for breakfast. Like this. A tempting new form, not flakes or shreds, but round, golden, appetizing little bubbles of corn. A downright delicious flavor, delicate, appealing, satisfying. So good that many people say Kix is America's number one corn cereal in taste. The amazing way Kix stays crisp in milk or cream. And finally, the important serious fact that Kix and Kix alone, among corn cereals, provide your body with whole grain strength of all the most essential known vitamins and minerals of whole corn. Bear in mind these 4 big bonds and insist on delicious, nutritious Kix, spelled K-I-X. This program came to you from Indianapolis. This is the National Broadcasting Company.